You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
This is Rice Cooker by Fruit Juice Parade, who are playing at the Girls Rock Camp on Friday night, and we're going to be talking to Orby about that in just a few seconds. Charlie aho e whakaronga ana koe ki te hōtaka para kuihi, marunga irirangi pōho. That track was Rice Cooker by Fruit Juice Parade, who are playing at a gig we're about to talk about on this Friday night, Friday 22nd of January. It's the Girls Rock Camp fundraiser at Whammy Bar, and tickets are $20 via Under the Radar, and all proceeds from the evening will be donated to aid the work of Girls Rock Camp. And it's a really dynamic lineup of artists. There's the Te Papai Oea emo duo Fruit Juice Parade, or Te Poti singer and multi-instrumentalist Francisca Griffin of the legendary Flying Nun 80s jangle pop group Look Blue Go Purple, psychedelic fuzz duo Earth Tongue, and one of the most exciting pop voices to emerge from Aotearoa, Thea, and Tamaki Makoto producer and DJ Orby, who is in the studio with us to talk. Oh, I'll just turn your mic on. There we go. There's a proper hello. Emma's had a pretty chock-a-block summer schedule. She's already played at Rhythm and Vines, Bay Dreams, Nest Fest, and next month we'll be getting the crowd moving at Flamingo Plit and Splore.
Yeah, and Shipwrecked. And
true.
Every weekend until March.
Yeah. We've just been talking about how lucky we are to be having gigs.
Totally.
How's it coming out of lockdown after sort of... I presume, like playing dance music, you're always looking for a sort of the reaction from the audience to work out what tracks work and stuff like that. How's it been coming out of that?
It's been so nice, really. I guess is the only way to put it. All through lockdown, I was just searching for so many bangers that I could possibly play when this might end, and having like a full summer of playing shows to people who are so excited to be there and have like such good energy has been such a privilege. And yeah, it's been such a nice summer, and it's got so much more to come.
Yeah, yeah. I can imagine. Do your flatmates appreciate your music making over the lockdown? Or
oh yeah, well I was with my staying with my family in Matakana.
Okay.
In a really nice big country home, so they love my DJ sets. There were a few days where I got my controllers out and DJed to the dogs in the sunshine over some wine. So
that's amazing. Yeah. I love that vision.
Do the dogs get into it?
Yeah, they absolutely love it.
So cute.
Would you be able to tell us a bit about what Girls Rock is for those who don't know?
Totally. So Girls Rock is a week-long camp for young girls, transgender and gender non-conforming people from the ages of 12 to 17. They'll go into the camp not knowing anyone really and get put into bands, and then over the week-long course they do lots of workshops and they write a song, and then at the end of the week they perform the song. This year it's at the Tuning Fork. And it's just really about like giving people the confidence to kind of play music and get out there and do it.
So Girls Rock Aotearoa started in 2018, and this is the fourth year that it's been run.
Yes.
And lots of musicians have said that they wish they had this opportunity when they were at school.
Totally.
How important is it to foster these spaces where musical creation, but also experimentation by women trans and gender non-conforming youth, how important is it to have these spaces where that's celebrated and valued?
So important. It's so important. I mean, when I was growing up, I feel like, you know, a lot of my male friends who I love dearly were always the ones at the forefront of the music scene, and they were absolutely killing it, and I never kind of felt like there was a space for me to do it, even though there wasn't actually anything stopping me apart from me being like, I don't see anyone like me on stage. So, you know, the more people you see like you on stage, the more you think, hey, this could be me. I could be doing that. And yeah, so it's just such a nice safe environment to be part of, and everyone writes such huge bangers at the end of the camp.
Totally. I've been thinking about the incredible number of women DJs who have been carving up tamaki in the national scene right now, like Native Bush, Half Queen, Scarlet, Peach Milk, Katie Kane, and yourself, just to name a few. Since you first began going to dance parties and raves as just like a regular punter, as a dancer, have you experienced much of a cultural shift in regards to increased public recognition and respect for women DJs and DJs who identify as queer?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I first started going to dance shows, it was all my male friends doing it. And you know, I feel like I hardly ever saw like women electronic artists, and it wasn't until I saw K2K DJ maybe like 5 years ago at a New Year's party, and I was like, whoa, that like who is that? And then she ended up teaching me how to DJ, and then even since I've started DJing, like I feel like in Pōneke, like maybe it was just me and her kind of playing all those events, and then since then it's just like multiplied, like there's so many more amazing artists, and I feel like there's been a huge shift, and I know there's like lots of work to go, but
yeah,
it definitely in the past 5 years it's been like an amazing progression to see.
That's really interesting, because I was going to ask you who sort of encouraged you to get into this sort of creative practice and who was your inspiration, but K2K?
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. And so they, this year Girls Rock have introduced the electronic music stream where participants are going to learn how to work on software like Ableton and Soundtrap. There aren't any DJing lessons yet, but I'm feeling like that could be on the horizon.
I mean, I've definitely like hit them up every year, be like, please let me host a DJ lesson. But this year they're learning on Logic, and so we're gonna see how that goes, and then hopefully next year, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready to teach.
Well, I was going to say, in the meantime, that was the question I was going to ask you, but you've answered it. In the meantime, do you have any advice for young people interested in DJing who might feel a bit overwhelmed about where to start, especially because the gear that you need is also quite expensive.
It's very inaccessible hobby, unfortunately. But if you have access to a laptop, there's so many like DJ softwares that you can download probably for free. But just start learning what songs sound good together. Otherwise, if you don't have that, just think of all the favorite bangers that you would like to play. I basically started by always like making playlists for my mum's parties and friends' parties, and from there it was kind of like a natural progression of like, yeah, maybe I'll stand in front of people and do a real life playlist.
A really, really great start. Now, the gender imbalance in Aotearoa's big music festival lineups is notoriously bad.
Yeah.
And it has been in the past and it still is. But do you think the international travel restrictions as a result of COVID have forced promoters to kind of look towards our own DJs more and appreciate that kind of side of our music scene?
I think so. I think I was really encouraged by the Rhythm and Vines lineup this year. It was, and I know that the past few years they've been doing like really good work and taking steps towards like making a more inclusive lineup, but definitely this year seeing their lineup, it was really nice to see that so many of my friends were playing it pretty much. It was so much fun, and yeah, definitely artists I think are getting treated a bit better without the internationals there, but it'll be interesting to see kind of what will happen when the borders open and there's no more travel restriction, if it will like go back
if
Aotearoa artists will be at the forefront of lineups still.
Totally. Thanks so much, Emma.
Thank
for
you.
Your time. It's been lovely speaking to you. If you've been listening to us chat and have been thinking, wow, this sounds amazing, and you know a young person aged between 12 and 17 who might be interested in taking part in this initiative, you can find out more about Girls Rock Aotearoa on their website, girlsrockcamp.co.nz, or on their Facebook or Instagram profile, or even better, come along to the gig on Friday night, and immerse yourself in it. It's still early for me. 8:45. It's this Friday, 22nd of January, at Whammy Bar. You'll be treated to performances from Fruit Juice Parade, Francisca Griffin of Look Blue Go Purple, Earth Tongue, and the rising pop Kiwi icon Thea, and the wonderful Orbi.
Come through.
Tickets $20 via Under the Radar, and all proceeds will go towards the work of Girls Rock Camp. Now we're going to play an absolute banger that Emma's chosen from Peach Milk. It's a remix of Four Page Letter.
Yeehaw!
The time is 8:46. You're listening to 95 BFM.
We'll be right back.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.